I hope you have your glow on as we head into the final weekend of July. The big event's Hawaiian Glow Party, raising money for Green Haven Shelter for Women, is this Saturday at ODAS Park, and it's definitely going to be a blast. There will be tropical vibes, electrifying beats, music from the 80s, 90s and now, and, of course, lots of Hawaiian shirts. Lots of door prizes, too, thanks to Tiki Escape's Tropical Decor and Kahuna Surf Shop. You can get tickets in advance at thebigevent.ca for $20, or at the door for $25. Come out, have a great time, and raise money for a great cause. It doesn't get any better than that. Saturday afternoon, the Aurelia Museum of Art and History, OMAH, is having an opening reception for two new exhibitions, with quite different themes. Portraits is running from July 27th to September 21st, and it's all about Aurelians of the 19th and early 20th centuries, and their pets, documented through some of OMAH's permanent collection of photos and objects. Some of these items haven't been on public view since 2000. In conjunction with this exhibit, OMAH is collecting items for the local SPCA, including cat and dog toys, blankets and towels, new or gently used martingale collars, brooms, dustpans, paper towels, kitten canned food and clay kitty litter, non-clumping. These items can be dropped off at OMAH for the duration of the exhibit. The second new OMAH show opening Saturday is The Process Informs Me, Contemporary Abstract Frescoes by Jeanette Lucchese, running from July 27th to October 19th. Lucchese is an Italian-Canadian artist who lives in Barrie. OMA's news release states, she has the unique ability to create both stability and movement, areas of intense vibrancy versus areas of quiet and strong hard lines next to softer organic shapes. Her contemporary frescoes, the word fresco comes from the Italian adjective meaning fresh, harken back to her Italian heritage and the traditional Italian painting style of the Renaissance, while pushing forth to be innovative and contemporary. There will be 30 paintings in this exhibition. These should both be amazing exhibits, so check them out. The opening reception for these shows is this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., with remarks at 1:30 p.m., at OMAH, 30 Peter Street South. Also this Saturday, Sustainable Aurelia presents its 6th annual electric vehicle and e-boat show, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Port of Aurelia and Centennial Park. This will coincide with the port's Mardi Gras party the same day. A spokesperson from Sustainable Aurelia said, this event will spotlight the latest advancements in electric transportation. Attendees will enjoy free test drives of electric vehicles. Also on display will be e-boats, personal watercraft, and electric surfboards. 8 boat slips will be reserved for these innovative watercraft, all powered by electricity. This should be a fun and interesting day for everyone. Head on down to the port and check it all out. Sunday, it's another concert in the park at the Rotary Aqua Theater, this one featuring the Aurelia Big Band, with director Randy Hoover. The music is combined with a youth artisan market, so come down with some cash and be prepared to support these talented young people. The market is running from 5 to 9 p.m., while the concert will take place from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Speaking of youth, the Aurelia Youth Center is running a youth open mic this Friday at 5 p.m., also at the Rotary Aqua Theater. Head on down to hear the next big thing in music. Every Brilliant Thing, the second offering in the Aurelia Opera House Summer Theater Series, starts this week and runs until August 8. I gave the synopsis in my last column but forgot to mention the Opera House is being transformed to a theater in the round for this show, which should be amazing. Get your tickets now at AureliaOperaHouse.ca for this great show. Don't forget the Aurelia Public Library is hosting family movie nights on Monday nights in the programming room all summer. This coming Monday, July 29th, is Toy Story, and August 12th is Muppets from Space. Bring your blankets and get cozy at this fun family event. Also weekly in the summer, but Wednesdays at lunchtime, St. James's Anglican Church is hosting its summer music series. July 31st, it's Aurelia's own Marshall Martin at the organ, and August 7th it's John and Susan Smith playing clarinet and Celtic harp. Bring your bag lunch and something for the donation box and enjoy the music at noon. There will be live music at lots of places this weekend, but Couchiching Craft Brewing Company is hosting Boomer Babies on Friday night and Madison Muller on Saturday night. Have a great weekend. The weather looks perfect for all these events, and a patio dinner Saturday night downtown as well. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.